Hey sister.
Hey sister.
Hey sister. Episode 2.
Recruitment.
Yay. Before we get into recruitment, I just want to thank everyone, I know Sky does too, for supporting us, for listening to episode 1. We were really excited and we got tons of texts from family and friends just yes. saying that they loved the episodes, giving us new ideas. So thank you. We're excited. So we are talking about today all things sorority recruitment. I went through recruitment back in 2016. It was before COVID, so it was very different than I'm sure it is now. Sky will be going through recruitment in a few short weeks, which is really exciting.
And nerve-wracking.
Yes, I'm sure nerve-wracking. She's doing all the shopping right now for outfits and talking to her friends about all the things to expect. And so we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about what sorority recruitment is, what people are saying about it and how to respond, what the different rounds are, all the things. So, Sky, you want to kick it off?
Yes. So, I have, like, a couple of questions for Brooke, being that she did already go through this process, and I'm kind of clueless, and knowing that her experience is going to be a lot different from mine. Like, some of my friends have been asking me questions just because they know Brooke has given me advice. And, like, I do answer, but at the same time, I'm like, you can't let that affect your opinion on recruitment in any way. Because yours was how many years ago?
I was 10, which is disgusting.
Yeah, but a lot can change in 10 years. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So,
but also, I never had a negative experience.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's a lot different. The girls are different. The personalities of the sororities are probably different, too.
Yeah, that's something that I've told Sky a lot, because she's always said, like, oh, well, because you were a Zeta, like, are you going to be upset if I'm not a Zeta? And the truth is, I want Sky to go wherever she feels most confident, most comfortable, wherever she sees herself fitting in, getting involved. And at the end of the day, if that's Zeta, then that would be a cool aspect to share together. But if we don't have that, I'm not going to be disappointed, because at the end of the day, I'm going to be happy for Sky that she went where she felt that she fit in the most, because we're very different people.
Okay, let's kick it off with the questions. This is to challenge you, because there's a lot that can be said. There's tons of different answers you could give for this.
Okay.
What is recruitment? Describe it in 3 words.
Just in 3 singular
Only
words.
Only in 3. It doesn't have to be solely recruitment. It could just be like sorority in general. Describe it in 3 words.
Oh, but those are very different.
Okay, let's do both. Describe okay. recruitment in 3 words.
Recruitment in 3 words. Hot. Stressful.
These are both negatives. Can we have 1 positive?
Yes. I'm trying to think of exactly what word I want to use. Maybe hopeful?
Okay. Describe sorority itself in 3 words.
I'm going to go based off of my personal experience, but belonging? I don't know how to put this into 1 word, but making the campus feel smaller.
Like,
that's a lot of words, but think about how many students go to a college campus. If you only stick around your high school friends and then they start finding their own friends, you're going to feel very lonely. And yeah. So I just feel like a sorority really helps a huge place feel a lot more comfortable and a lot
so
more
comfortable
home. Yeah. So
homey.
We'll go with comfortable.
Okay. Last one.
So what have I said so far? Belonging, comfortable, fun. Easy.
Okay. Next, we're going to talk about the benefits of being in a sorority. Again, not really something I can really answer, so take it away.
Well, do you have a specific question?
I want to know, in your opinion, what the benefits are. And if someone's thinking about being in a sorority, but they're kind of like, nah, I don't know if I want to get into all that, why do you think they should? What are the benefits? Other than, like, friends. Okay.
Yeah. So, in order to list the benefits, I feel like I need to do a little bit of, like, myth-busting first. Because from a high schooler's perspective, when you talk about joining sorority, if you have never had a family member be in a sorority, what would you say the benefits people are that they talk about?
The first thing they'd say is, like, friends. But then, everyone's in high school and they're talking about it. And the girls are all like, ooh, I want to be in sorority. And like the guys who overhears it, they're like, okay, so you want to buy your friends? I know how to respond. Right. I know how to respond to that only because I know all the things through you. But like, if they don't see all the things that I've gotten to see through you and been to the family events and they just like don't get it, how are you supposed to respond to that? Oh, you're buying your friends? No, I'm not.
But like, so it's no secret that you pay to be in a sorority. You have to pay dues, which is like by a semester. So in the same way that you have to pay to go to college, you have to pay dues for sorority. So anyone who's paying to go to college, like maybe you're paying for your college friends because you pay to go to college.
Ooh.
I mean, that's just a fact.
Reversed it.
But I didn't like pay to be in the sorority in the sense that like I'm only here because I paid to be here. They chose me in that recruitment process.
Yeah.
And then I was invited to join that sorority. And in order to join that sorority in the same way in a high school, you might have like club dues, you have sorority dues. And that helps, you know, keep the house stocked with snacks for whenever you're there for chapter meetings. It helps pay for the sorority house. It helps pay for all the events you do throughout the year. Like the amount of times we rented out movie theaters and like instead of just going to chapter, you'd show up to chapter and they'd be like, surprise movie night. We'd all pile in cars, go to the movies, and we'd have a whole movie theater to ourselves.
That's
like,
so fun.
There's so many sisterhood events like that. And when stuff like that comes up, it's not like you have to pay to go to that event. So when you think when you're in high school or even like elementary school, every time you go on a field trip, your mom
has to... I was just about to say, it's like paying for your field trips, but like all in one.
Correct. You pay for your field trips. When you have winter formal or homecoming, you have to buy tickets. Like you pay for all of that stuff throughout the year. Sorority, you're just paying for it in your dues. So it helps to cover all of the fun things that you do all year long. And another thing I'll say before I like close this off with paying for sorority is I lived in the house for 3 out of my 4 years in college. I only lived in the dorm for the first year, and then I lived in the sorority house the rest of my time. When you live in the sorority house, you have to pay, like, for your living and for your food plan. Yes. So you pay for your food plan through the house.
Private chef.
Yes, that's a big benefit. You pay for your food plan through the house, and I pay for my living. So because I'm paying for that through the sorority, it actually makes your sorority dues, at least in my sorority, it made your sorority dues go down because you were paying more money for the house by like living there and eating the food. And it was incredible because you're right upstairs. So anytime you have a meeting or a function, you just go downstairs. That's all you have to do. You don't have to drive anywhere, anything. You're always around people. There's always girls there. And then, yes, we had a private chef, and she was there all the time. She did breakfast, lunch, dinner throughout the week. She'd pack us leftovers.
Did it feel like home cooking?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It was great. And you have such a great relationship with everyone who works in the house that's not in your sorority. So you like your house mom, your chef, you have house boys.
Is she the house mom often?
Mm-hmm. She lives there.
Oh. Does she have like a suite?
Yes, she has.
Like her room's probably like big.
So in our case, she had, it's almost like a little apartment within the house because she had like a little mini living room before you got to her bedroom so that she had her own area to where she could stay in there and hang out. She didn't have to.
I feel like one time when we went in there, the doors were open and you were like, that's where the house mom stayed. Tell me about house boys.
Oh, house boys.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
Your house boys, most sororities do this, I think. It's any boy on campus or a fraternity boy can apply, but basically they assist the chefs in serving the meals and preparing the food. And by doing that, they get a free meal plan through our house. So it feeds them, but also they are like working. But our house boys are great. Whenever they had leftovers, they would put them in to-go boxes and they would like doodle on them and draw cartoons. So when you picked your leftover, you could pick your cartoon. It was great.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe you just got lucky with your house boys. I don't think they all do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, we kind of got off a tangent, but that's how to respond to people that say you're buying your friends.
Talk
about,
go
all the way back.
Yeah. Connections as far as like your career path and how the sorority tied into your future with your career.
Sure. the alums of your sorority tend to stay very involved throughout your process. They are always at the house whenever you have like family functions, and they bring in a lot of alums to speak to us. So we had chapter meetings every Monday, but sometimes during a chapter meeting, people would come speak to us, or they would have separate like workshops where people would come and speak to us about whatever they were doing. You have a lot of workshops that center around college safety. We had like what you call sober sisters and how to be safe when you're going out, anti-hazing workshops. Like we do all kinds of workshops that center around health, values, diversity, that kind of thing. But also you'll get to meet those alums. You'll get to hear about where they've gone in their career path. And being around all of these alums, you have so many alums who've gone so many different directions that they're always there to help connect you in your career. And so say for Sky, she wants to be a heart surgeon. You could reach out to the alum association and be like, hey, I'm interested in this. Is anyone able to connect me with someone who I can shadow or who can write me a rec letter? When you join a sorority, that opens you up kind of to like their whole alum association across the country. And the ways I've been able to utilize that, when I moved to Auburn, I knew no one. I moved there for my job. It was at the end of 2020, so COVID was still kind of a thing. And I was really fearful about being able to make friends. Making friends as an adult is really hard. Especially, I mean, of course, you're going to meet people at work, but outside of work, trying to meet people is very difficult. And so I emailed the alum association in Auburn and was like, hey, I'm moving to Auburn for this job. I'm so excited, but I don't know anyone there. Is there an alum event I can come to meet some girls my age? Or is there anyone you can connect me with? And at the same time, my friend Celia, who was moving to Auburn from Georgia, had done the same thing. And they've emailed both of us and were like, actually, both of y'all emailed us basically the same email. So why don't y'all get together? Mm-hmm. And so we did. We went and grabbed lunch. I got to meet like her friends that were there. And then
that's scary.
Through that, I got to like meet her whole like med school friend group. And
yeah,
I mean, I ended up standing in her wedding. Now and we like that was a Zeta connection that came from after I had already graduated college. But I ended up standing in her wedding. And it was like, I was a Zeta, but not where Celia went.
That's cool.
So that was cool. So that's kind of like how it can continue to like connect you to more people and like build your career.
Love. Let's talk about rounds of recruitment, because the wording that they use can be so confusing. For example, ice water. What is it? How in any way is that recruitment related?
So they don't call it that everywhere, but they kind of serve different drinks every round, and they're all non-alcoholic, so don't get the wrong idea. But the first round, every house serves ice water, and so they just call it ice water round.
Which is so funny.
But even like philanthropy, every house will have a different drink, and it's normally themed and connected to that sorority's philanthropy.
Wait, that is so cute. Always been a thing?
Yeah, Zeta does pink lemonade because it's so breast pink. Cancer. Yes.
Okay, what are some others? This is fun. You don't remember any of the others?
No, some people probably do like sweet tea or like a fruit punch. Like everybody has a different drink.
But like when you go in the house, we all get one?
Yeah. You'll get served ice water. And this is the shortest round. The things that you're talking about here are so surface level. Like, think about it as speed dating, a really, really short first date. Like, they're just trying to get your elevator pitch, in a sense. Do you know what an elevator pitch is?
No.
So
You lost me.
An elevator pitch is a common term that's used for if you were to meet someone in an elevator that could invest in something that you needed invested for, you only have the time that you're riding in the elevator. So it's like your three crucial points that you're trying to get across.
I see.
So you're almost like, this is your time to give your elevator pitch of yourself. But they're going to ask you all the questions.
See, and I've heard that like I need to prepare questions to ask them.
You do. But like I would say first round, you don't need to come out the bat and be like asking these really hard questions, because this is like just to get a feel and like a personality. It's supposed to be like small talk.
But, like, later on, it's probably a red flag if I don't ask them about their sorority and, like, if I don't seem interested.
Correct, because that is exactly what it is. Oh, yeah, that was the girl in the purple top. Like, I remember she was super interested in what we did for our philanthropy. She was asking me all these questions. She shared this story. Like, she seemed so interested. She seemed like she would get involved. She seems like a great girl. Or, oh, I remember that girl with the purple shirt. She was just looking around. She didn't ask me any questions. She just nodded at what I was saying. Like, she just looked like she wanted to be somewhere else.
Okay.
It's all about your body language. Mm, you're showing your interest. Body language. Yeah. And this is another thing, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but since we're just getting to the rounds, appearance is something. It's the same if you walked into a job interview. Lamp shading and t-shirt and Nike shorts, you're probably not going to get hired. Because it's all about, did you put in the effort for the occasion? Yeah, she's probably sweating because they're all sweating. They're outside. We don't judge on that. Like, everybody's hot. We're hot. It's all about looking professional. Like, this is essentially like a job interview. Yeah. And so, yeah, you don't have to wear business casual, of course. Like, we just want you to dress cute and, like, put in the effort to show that you want to be here and you're trying to impress us. If not, it just gives the look that you don't care.
Hmm. Okay. We covered ice water.
Yes.
Let's talk about philanthropy.
Okay. Every sorority is paired with a different organization, and that is their philanthropy, like, nationwide. And so depending on your personal life experiences, you might have a super strong connection for that sorority's philanthropy. For example, in Zeta, we had many occasions where a mother or a grandmother or an aunt or someone had passed away from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so the girls going through recruitment, it's already a really stressful, emotional week when they learn that about us and we're showing videos about the things that we do. Like, people get emotional.
Yeah.
And the girls that are in the sororities, the active members, have been trained on how to be comforting and how to, like, handle those emotions. And this is kind of the time where you learn that sorority's purpose. Ice water is you're just seeing if you get along with those people. Mm-hmm. But the philanthropy round, you're getting a lot more vulnerable. You're learning, like, what are these girls passionate about? What are they all working towards? And, like, what is that sorority's purpose?
Okay.
So it gets a little bit deeper. And each round continues to get deeper.
So philanthropy is just us watching videos?
Yeah, you will watch videos, and they'll probably, like, do a little slideshow. They'll teach you about their philanthropy. They'll talk about the events they do to raise money for their philanthropy. And it's always good to ask questions about, like, oh, what are the different events y'all do? And they'll probably tell you. But, like, ask for more details. What's your favorite part about your philanthropy event? Like, ask them questions. Show that you're interested. And if you have a story that you want to share, definitely share it and connect with them in that way. But definitely good to ask questions.
Okay, cool. Sisterhood. Let's talk about sisterhood.
Okay, sisterhood.
Well, tell me what I'm going to be doing in sisterhood first. Like, what am I physically going to be doing? Am I talking to girls or am I sitting and watching more videos?
Even the ones where the rounds where you watch a video, you will talk to girls. Because their goal is to make every girl feel welcomed. They never want you to leave their house feeling unwelcomed. Or that you didn't get along with someone. And I definitely had the experience when I went through Rush that there were a few girls where I was like, we weren't, you know, seeing eye to eye. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you will have gotten to talk to a lot of different groups within that sorority. Each round gets longer in your conversations. So you'll get to talk to one person longer and longer. And eventually, pref round, you talk to one girl the whole 45 minutes. But it is their job as sorority members to lead the conversation. Yes, you should ask questions, but they are trained to keep the conversation going and flowing. So back to sisterhood. This is the round where they should be talking about their friendships and relationships within that sorority, what those friendships are like, how they've connected with the other girls that are in their sorority, what they're involved in, and what they're looking for, the sorority members, is she a good personality fit? Would she get involved? Because the next round is pref. Like, pref round is your round where...
Do you flat out tell them, like, I went in? Like,
so...
Because I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
Your Gamma Chi will help you navigate these conversations, and they talk to you about all of this stuff. And I pulled my Gamma Chi aside and had a one-on-one conversation and asked for her advice, And that's what she's there for. And so you can do that.
So, like, at the end of all the rounds, I get, like, a card and, like, write down my top. How many?
3.
And so...
you get to go, like, this is my first choice, my second choice, my third choice. If you have 3 to choose from. I only had 2 to choose from.
Ooh. But
in all of this, you need to rely on your Gamma Chi. You need to stay true to yourself. And you need to know, at least for me and Sky, because we're very religious, that it's all in God's plan. It's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
Okay, quick do's and don'ts. Okay. Things that I'm going into recruitment, thinking of, like, what to do and what not to do, and, like, things to remind myself. Everyone is nervous. Even the girls that are recruiting you. Active members that have already been doing
absolutely
this. Seniors too, like, everyone is nervous, and that's something, like, when I was a junior in high school, like, knowing that I wanted to do recruitment, like, I didn't put myself into the shoes of the people that are recruiting you and thinking, oh my gosh, they have to carry on this conversation too, and, like, yeah, they're meeting so many new people just like I am in one day. They're just as nervous, too.
Yeah, so, and, like, it's their job to carry the conversation. So, really, if it gets dead awkward silent, it's kind of on them. Yes, you should try to, like, be talkative and have lengthy answers, because at the end of the day, they're trying to pick up something that you say that they could ask a question on. For example, if I talk to Sky about, what are you most excited about for the first day of school? And you say?
Meeting my professors.
Why are you excited about meeting your professors?
Because I feel like they're going to be a lot different from my high school teachers, and I'm excited to see how they treat people older.
That's a great answer, because then I can say, like, oh, yeah, I definitely can see that. I've had this personal experience. Versus if you're just like, how's your day going? And you're like, good. They're going to be like,
okay. Couple of other reminders that I feel like I've thought about. This is so specific, but, like, I feel like it needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to ask to use the restroom in the house.
Yes, it is okay to use the restroom in the house.
Like, even during conversation, you're like, I'm so sorry, could you show me where the bathroom is? Like, that's just, okay.
Yeah, just do it in a polite way. Obviously, don't, like, interrupt her, but just be like, hey, I'm so sorry to do this, but would you mind if I used your restroom? Could you show me where it is? And she'll bring you to the restroom. Just make sure you're, like, polite about it. And also, if you're having a situation where you're, like, not feeling well, because recruitment is very hot and you need to make sure you're staying hydrated, which also is why you may need to use the restroom. But if you are, like, feeling sick or feel like you need to pass out, say something. So we have things on our end where we watch our girls. But if you're feeling that way, then you just need to tell them, be like, hey, I'm sorry, like, I think the heat's just getting to me. Do you mind if we sit down while we talk? Like, if you're standing, you can do that, and they'll accommodate you. So don't feel like, oh my God, they're going to judge me because I need to use the bathroom or because I don't feel well. No, because they're going through the same long days as you, and they're going through those same things.
Okay, last reminder.
Yes.
That I love the way that Brooke puts this, because I just think it is so funny and, like, easy to remember.
I already know where you're going.
The bees. Tell them about the bees.
So, the bees are more for the sorority members than they are for the girls. The 5 bees are the bees that we don't bring up. This one's weird, but, like, bodily functions. So, like, don't talk about how hot you are, or how sweaty you are, or anything that has to do with your body. Because, number one, you're going to make her self-conscious about herself. Because then she's probably thinking about, oh, God, do I look sweaty? Is that why she brought it up? And, like, also, that's just gross. Like, just don't bring it up in conversation. Biden or Obama, so politics, not bringing up politics. Because we're trying to get to know you, who you are as a person. And if you fit in our sorority, no matter what your views are, like, your views aren't important today. And so, like, if the person brings it up, then sure, they have to figure out how to navigate that conversation. Because if Sky wanted to bring that up, if that was something she was passionate about, then, of course, bring it up. But a sorority member should never bring that up to you, because they shouldn't make you feel out of place if your views are different than theirs.
Oh.
So same wavelength as Biden and Obama is Bible, because you never want to make someone feel uncomfortable if they have different religious beliefs than you. If they bring it up, which, like, Sky, I would encourage her to bring it up, because that's a huge part of her personality and her value system is her religion, then yes, it's okay for you to bring that up, but they should never bring that up to you necessarily. Boys, sororities are not about boys. It's not about meeting boys. It's not about talking to boys. It's not about going to parties with boys or having relationships with boys. It's flat out not about boys. So don't bring up boys, because that just gives the idea that you're joining the sorority in bachelor terms for the wrong reasons. And they're trying to exit out the girls that are there for the wrong reasons.
Period.
Yep.
What's the last one?
Last one's booze. So don't bring up drinking or partying on the same wavelength as boys. That's not what a sorority is about. And so if you go in there and you're talking about booze and boys, it gives the wrong idea.
Period. Enough said.
Yeah.
Fine. This doesn't have to be long. Let's just talk about what it is. Do you have it with you all the time? And what you should put in it.
Okay. So your recruitment bag, they should give you a bag, right?
Yeah, they give you a tote.
They give you a tote bag. And it'll already have some stuff in there, but there's certain things that you can put in there that'll help your day. A fan, either a paper fan or like an electric fan because it's going to be really hot. Coffee filters instead of napkins to dab your sweat.
Oh!
They'll actually hand these out to you, but it absorbs oil and sweat in your skin without taking off your makeup.
Wait, that is so smart.
Coffee filters. Your Gamakai should give you some. Lip gloss to reapply.
Deodorant,
yeah, perfume, just anything you might think of that, like, oh, I wish I had this to, like, refresh myself a little bit. The bags don't go with you inside the house. They stay outside the house. So, like, you line up in your specific order and you leave your bag, like, in your lineup.
Ooh, which leads me, like, something to, like, put on.
Yeah, it. Like a ribbon or something so that it's clearly, like, oh, that's my bag.
So you're not searching.
Mm-hmm.
Portable charger?
Yeah.
Umbrella.
Yeah, mints is good, but, like, they'll hand out mints. Your Gamakai will have that stuff, too, and they'll talk about all of this in your meetings.
Okay, cool. So I just went through recruitment, and I really have an idea of who I want. And my roommate's also rushing. Why do I not go home and spill every little detail about who I want and who I don't?
You never want to influence someone else's decision in the same way you don't want someone to influence yours, because it's all about where you want to go and where you feel most at home and where you feel most comfortable, because you only get to do this decision once. You don't get to redo this process. And so you don't want to leave this having regrets, being like, oh, I talked to so-and-so about liking the sorority and, like, I agreed with her, and then I started to think that I liked it because I wanted to be in that sorority with her, but now that I'm in it 1 year later, I absolutely hate it. Like, that would be terrible. That'd be awful, and it would all be all because you didn't go through this process putting yourself first, and you have to put yourself first. But also, it's just, like, it's kind of like gossiping, in a sense. You never really know who you can fully trust, and you would never want it to get back to the sorority that you said you didn't like them when really you were just saying that in the moment to get along with the people you were around, but then it got back to them, so then you got cut.
And let's be honest, girls are girls.
And they talk. And so just keep this process close. Make the decisions that are right for you and not for other people.
Okay, this can also be quick.
Mm-hmm.
Advice on how to deal with being dropped by, like, a sorority, like, you really thought was it for you.
Yeah.
And they just didn't pick you. How do you deal with that? Like, going to sleep at night and being like, dang, I really thought that was the one.
Yeah, and I definitely had those moments. But at the end of the day, you spend 30 minutes in that house with them. And you get your hopes up because you're thinking about what could be. But think about if you went on a date with a boy for 30 minutes. You can't have your plans laid out to marry this man when you only spent 30 minutes with him.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Like, it's not fair to the sorority, it's not fair to yourself, because it's, and I think it's all God's plan. So at the end of the day, when you're sad that you got dropped, it's okay to be sad, but pick yourself back up and think about all the opportunities that you still have with the sororities you have left.
Yeah, don't let it ruin the rest of your recruitment experience.
Right, because people are going to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything you wish you would have done differently during your recruitment process?
I don't think so.
Anything you regret?
My situation, like, it worked out how it was supposed to. I have no regrets, and that's my hope for you, is to not have any regrets.
Did you video you opening your bin?
No, that was, like, not a thing. When I joined sorority, like, you weren't allowed to post on social media the whole week of recruitment. No, the sorority.
Even you, like, finding out?
Yeah, I guess I could have, but I mean.
Because now all the girls do that, and, like, I want to do that. Like, I want to have that forever.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it, but That just wasn't a thing.
That was just a small thing.
It just wasn't a thing.
Okay, last thing that I literally just thought of. Last thing. don't get overwhelmed. And I know I'm, like, giving advice, even though I haven't.
Yeah, you need to tell yourself this advice. You need to listen to this episode when you're going through recruitment.
I know. These are things that I like reminding myself and just, like, I wrote down things that I need to remember going into it to not get overwhelmed by all the clapping and singing
and, bouncing and clapping.
Yeah, you said one of them does, like, a tunnel where it, like, snakes you
through.
They
all do fun things.
Yeah.
It's tradition. And a lot of things sororities do are tradition.
And don't be like, this is stupid. Like, no.
Yeah, you have to have a positive attitude. If you don't, like, there's not every girl that joins a sorority is your girly girl, bouncing, clapping, dancing, bubbly person. Like, I know plenty of people who were in my sorority that were not girly girls, that was not their thing. But, like, you will find your people and you will find your place. Because not every person has to sit there and bounce and clap and dance during recruitment. You could be doing other things. So, don't be turned off by that. But try to be open-minded and have a positive attitude. Because at the end of the day, they're all trying to impress you. And they're all trying to make you feel welcomed. And so,
in some ways, you get out of what you put in.
Yes, you definitely are going to get out of it what you put into it. That is 100% true.
I think that's a good way to close.
I think so, too. Our next episode, one that has kind of been heavy on my mind, and I know we're both really excited for, is we're going to talk about our beliefs as Christians and how to maintain a relationship with God through the multiple stages of your life. So,
which
Sky
is going to be so hard for me because I could talk about that for hours.
Yeah, Sky is going to be great at this episode. She went to a public magnet school, but she founded a Christian club there. And so she has a lot to speak on how to bring religion into school when you're not going to a religious school. I went to a religious school. I went to a Catholic high school, but I wasn't Catholic. And so I can kind of give that perspective. And then also just how we're both trying to bring God into our relationship, Sky with her boyfriend and me with my fiance, and how we're preparing for our future marriage in that way, and just all the things related to a relationship with God.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, well, I think that's it for episode 2.
Episode 2 out.
Yes. Bye, sister.
Bye, sister.